This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happy Easter, everybody. This is Liz Matore, your guest host for the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. So, just in time for Easter, there was an op-ed article written by Cardinal Dolan of New York, Wall Street Journal, last Friday, highlighting the notion that the Democrats abandoned Catholics. And as a Catholic, I was raised Catholic. My mom is from the Philippines, as I said before, and so we're all Catholics. Most of us are. We're either Muslim or Catholic from the Philippines, actually. Most of us are Catholics because, don't forget, the Spanish conquistadores got over there and was there for 300 years, but that's a whole other story. So I was raised Catholic. My dad's Baptist, but I guess my mom won that conversation. So this week is really huge for all of us Christians around the world. Today, currently, is Good Friday. That's when we believe that Jesus died and was crucified to fulfill the scriptures to save us, and was arisen, 3 days later, which is Easter. So I thought this article was really poignant now, because I used to be a Democrat, as I said before, and, being a Catholic and being a Democrat was always difficult, especially when it came to abortion and pro-life. And, a lot of the listeners out there, many of you are pro-life, some of you are pro-choice, and that's really been one of the major shifts to even me personally. Even one of my special friends, for example, he used to be a pro-choice Republican. He, it really, when it hits you and you become pro-life, or you rediscover your, you believe that, life starts at conception, and, you learn about biology, and you have a whole conversation on how, babies develop. It's very difficult for you to be pro-choice as well. And again, I am not trying to be offensive to anyone, particularly the people, like some of my supporters are pro-choice, and they know that I am now very vocal about being pro-life. But when it comes to an entire party that a lot of Americans of Irish descent came over, and just like black people, just like Jewish people, Irish Americans have always been loyal to the Democrat Party. Now all of a sudden, when you have Tom Perez, saying that no exceptions, you have to be pro-choice, you have to be for a woman's right to choose and the privacy of her body. Again, those are the two fundamental differences for pro-choice and pro-life. We believe that life begins at conception, and then they believe that it's a woman's right to choose. And, they have dominion over their body, so therefore, and now even, as I said on another one of these things, is, the Democrat Party now has gone to the extreme. They are pushing all the way up until beyond viability, meaning beyond the 20 weeks, beyond the, 35 weeks. A child literally could survive, and they, just because that child is still within the mother's body, they believe that that person gets a right to end the other person's life because it's her choice. And we have to be careful again. I'll get back to the article, but, all these words, pro-choice was, I think they paid a marketer $1 million to create that phrase pro-choice, because they were looking for an accessible word to get women specifically to literally rally and contribute and donate and support eugenicists like Planned Parenthood and kill their babies. So, when you have the the cardinal, and again, some of you guys who are listening aren't Catholic, so, you know, we believe in the Pope, right? There's the Pope, which is the head of the Catholic Church, and then the cardinals are all around the world, and major cities, like there's one in Baltimore, and then there's one in D.C. The cardinals are kind of responsible for the Catholics within their jurisdiction. So they're all kind of like, they're both kind of like the official leaders, the political leaders, and they're also can be picked to be Pope. Like, that's where the Pope comes from and ascends, are from the cardinals from around the world. So there's a little sidetrack thing. But, you know, the cardinal was saying, you know, now that they are actively pushing for abortion and making Democrats choose, either you're allowed to be in the party, but if you want to be a Democrat, then you must, absolutely must be for abortion. That's how bad it is, especially in a place like New York, and it's turning into that, like here in Maryland. And funnily enough, Maryland was the Catholic colony. That's the eerie thing about what's happening in Maryland, where we were formed as a colony by, you know, the Catholics. But anyway, so the other issue that they are losing Catholics on is, you know, tax credits for when your children are going to parochial schools or, you know, Christian schools, Catholic schools, etc. And that's the odd thing, too, that public education, I mean, there are people who, you know, are adamant about sending their children to Catholic school, but many times now it's about affordability, where they don't feel like, you know, their children can be, you know, safe in public schools, or they need a better education than what's offered in public schools, but they want to send their child to, you know, a smaller school, so they choose Catholic, but, you know, maybe private schools are too expensive. So you're literally having the government say, well, you don't get a choice. Talk about choice. A woman's right to choose where she is allowed to send her children. And we're going to talk about a lot of this stuff, but we have to be mindful of what is going on. This stuff is so extreme. And the funny thing about all of this is that we have all been told that it's the Republican Party that we have to be afraid of. You know, just like black people, Irish American people, were told for years and years and years and years and generations that the Republican Party was the bad party. I know for a fact that that was the big lie. Now, don't get me wrong, we're not saints, but the Democrat Party has gotten so extreme, and we have to be careful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Radio show.
Hey, welcome back. My name is Liz Matori. I'm filling in for Kevin Jackson on his show on KJRadio.com. So, yeah, I'm just going to talk about it again because it's, you know, I really don't feel like talking about Stormy Daniels, so we'll talk about the children who, and I said children, who, you know, had a protest, if you will, march last weekend. I know a lot of people have talked about it. I'm not trying to, you know, just talk about it ad nauseum, but I really wonder, and maybe you thought about it too, like, teenage angst, like, I had angst when I was a teenager. I'm sure you had angst when you were a teenager. Is this different? Is it just that they can, you know, have different avenues to express themselves? Or is there full-on manipulation? Again, like, I know I've been yelled at before about not giving these children credit. And again, I will say over and over again, they are children. It's not that I'm trying to take away from anything that these children are doing, but I had an opportunity to connect with a young woman, older girl, adolescent girl, over the weekend, and she was really upset that she wasn't participating in the march. You know, we were doing other political activities up in Baltimore, and, you know, she had said that her mom hadn't given her permission to go protest, and I actually know her mother, and her mother was like, I would have allowed her to go if she had a reason, but she didn't give me a reason, so why go? And again, it goes back to this concept of fitting in and how it was in high school and to an extent middle school, where if all the kids are doing it, I have to do it too. Again, shootings, you know, school shootings, you know, have occurred. I'm not taking away from that, but it really got me to think, like, is it different than how when we were teenagers? So I was born in 1980, and I was a teenager, if you will, in the 90s. So I took a moment to kind of think about what was going on in the news, if you will, that could have triggered us to take up arms, or not arms, metaphorical arms, not real arms. So I looked into it, and one of the first things that came up was the Branch Davidian cult, Waco, Janet Reno, and that standoff. Remember, it was like weeks and weeks. Janet Reno, our attorney general, you know, they decided to shoot out and kill this entire group of cult, this entire cult. And so that was a big flex point. Then, of course, in 1994, Kurt Cobain shot himself. I mean, he literally took a shotgun and, I guess, was able to shoot himself, or jerry-rigged it to a point where he could shoot himself, and that was huge. I mean, I was just, you know, a freshman, and, you know, Nirvana was huge. It was Nirvana, it was Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots. I mean, man, just take a moment and think about the amazing music that was made in the 90s. I think the 90s probably was like the last decade of great music, and I know I'm going to get a lot of pushback for that, but, you know, Kurt Cobain's suicide was huge. That was the first time in my, you know, personal history that I learned about, you know, depression and, you know, people killing themselves. I guess I had lived a life to whereas I never knew anyone personally, thank God, but Kurt Cobain was huge. We didn't take up arms and, you know, not target, I gotta keep on saying take up arms. We didn't go and, like, protest because this man, you know, shot himself with, you know, a firearm. And then what else happened? Yeah, by 1999 was Columbine. So, yes, I was a freshman that year in college already. But that was a huge, 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 huge moment in our American history. And it was a very jarring experience. But people, high schoolers, did not protest then. So what is it about now that you get hundreds and thousands of children to walk out of their schools during the week, and then all of a sudden this weekend ascend onto the nation's capital and other major cities? And I would argue they're, not only, don't forget, let's be honest, these shootings are also done by fellow teenagers who have an extreme form of this teenage angst that I was talking about. But after that, you're like, what is it about these kids? Or maybe it is several someones out there that are taking advantage of this moment in these children's lives, where they feel so out of sorts and so out of place to begin with. It's almost as if they're lighting a fuse on Kindle. And if you look up the word angst, which I had to look up for just by virtue of looking it up, angst means a feeling of deep anxiety or dread, typically about a human condition or the state of the world. Yeah, we're all in angst. And maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's, you know, mainstream media and, you know, the technology that we have in social media that has amplified all of our angst to a point where people have now been galvanized and activated to protest. And, you know, I don't trust communism, and nor should anyone, but that is their MO, people. They have been looking for that generation, and you go to the Naked Communists, and you go to all these books that are written, and we have to learn about the enemy. I kid you not, folks. We need to learn about what communism is, because this is what's happening. They were fiending for an American generation that they can totally manipulate. And you are seeing it firsthand, folks. And who are these kids, guys? Who are these children? And I had to do the math. So if you're 14 to 18, or even younger, you were born between the years of 2000 and 2004. These people are not millennials. They are the ones that were born into a world of 9/11. And we all have to be mindful of the fact that their entire lives, they have been underneath a world of hurt. And yes, there are people, and maybe it was by design, but this generation is totally being taken advantage of.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. My name is Liz Matori. I'm your guest host right now. You can check me out on Twitter and Facebook at Liz Matori, which is LizMatory. I was dropping my mom off today at the hospital. She always goes to Howard University Hospital, where she and my father worked for a long, long time. And it was good to, you know, see everybody who used to work with her, and super cute people. But, you know, I was driving back up Georgia Avenue in D.C., and, you know, those electrical sort of utility boxes that are on the corner of the street, and people put, you know, signs up and placards advertising, you know, the next... Well, back in the day, it used to be the next go-go or parade or the next, you know, event. And I looked over and I was like, oh, it's one of those flyers. I haven't seen one of those in a while, because I don't do that where I'm living now in Montgomery County, of course, because that would be preposterous, you know, to put some, you know, non-regulated flyer on a side of one of our municipal establishment frameworks. But I digress. So on the corner of Georgia, I was at a stoplight and I was waiting to turn right, and I was looking over. I saw this statement that said, "Activist jobs to protect your civil rights," and I almost lost it. Activist jobs? Are you kidding me? Activist jobs? They're flyering for activist jobs? Last time I checked, being an activist is not a job. And you don't apply for it. You know, you are an activist or you are not an activist. You are moved and motivated to take up a cause, and many times you don't get paid for it. And once again, you know, I've talked about this multiple times, where I'm telling you right here, right now, this social justice warrior stuff is fake as I don't know what. And the fact that this is happening literally on the campus of Howard University, the bedrock for the literal civil rights movement, for generations now, for 2 or 3 generations, we Howardites, that's what we call people who graduated from Howard University, have lived, breathed, fought for civil rights and social, literal, actual social justice for generations. And fast forward to 2018, they are advertising for activist jobs? Oh my word. I don't even know what to do, folks. Like, can you believe that? Like, it reminds me of how now all of a sudden, I don't know if you know this, but the people who picket, like the unions that picket, they actually hire people minimum wage to picket for unions. Because either they don't have enough members in the unions anymore, or the union members don't have the time or don't want to pick it. So I remember, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, I noticed that phenomenon where there are people who they're picketing. I don't even know what they were picketing for. But you look at them and you're like, you know what? I have a feeling that these folks are not union members. And somebody had to tell me once, they were like, yeah, you know, they're being paid to picket. And I'm like, well, doesn't that defeat the purpose? You know, the whole point of, you know, protest and the whole point of creating like a big moment to rally the troops and cry out and, again, galvanize support for fill-in-the-blank cause. When did it turn into a job? And y'all, I mean, I didn't know whether to laugh, cry, scream, or whatever when I saw that flyer on the side of a utility box saying, activist jobs to protect your civil rights. Like, what are you supposed to do with that, folks? Like, you know for a fact that that right there is bogus. The people who have been activists, like myself, and I wasn't even one of the big ones, but like all the people before us, I mean, are they like rolling in their graves right now because they're seeing what has happened to the civil rights movement? The civil rights movement literally has been bastardized by these people. Is it because they don't know their history? Is it because young people are like wanting to be like in and doing the cool stuff or whatever? I mean, I know that they need to get paid, but my whole point is when you are getting paid to do something and you have to answer to a flyer and you're not moved for said cause, but you're being paid to be there, you're being paid to make the case, that's not your case anymore. You literally are being controlled. There are people who are paying you to say whatever they want you to say. And you have to show up, show out, and literally act the part. Literally, that was a flyer for an acting gig. That is what that flyer signifies. And not to take away from people who have been a part of the cause and who are moved to become active. But the moment that you are flyering, it's like when they had in the DNC, don't forget, this all goes back to that darn election in 2016, where you had the DNC and all the people who were Bernie supporters, they left the arena in Philadelphia. They were so angry, they went and protested. Like old school, little P, galvanized support, walk down the streets, protest, protest. And you know for a fact that the DNC put ads for seat fillers specifically because they knew that the optics would be bad. If they panned out, if CNN and MSNBC panned out to the crowd at the DNC, they would see that they weren't being supported by the people, so therefore they had to place an ad in the frickin', you know, well, I think it was Craigslist, that they were placing ads for seat fillers because they knew that they would be losing hundreds and thousands of people because of the whole Dem exit. You know, like, this, we're witnessing right here with activist jobs flyers. We have to call out them on their BS. We know that, unfortunately, and then that's the thing too, it's like, it's unfortunate that it has gotten so bad. I mean, really, folks, like, what's left? I mean, I mean, I'm all about, that's the thing, like coming from my own personal history, I have always, you know, rallied for the underdog. I've always appreciated the fact that, yes, people, particularly here in this country, have an ability and should fight for their equal rights. Those, I mean, that's me to my core. But when you start leafleting and hiring people to do that, you literally are erasing the legitimacy of said cause. And so, again, I turn it on the person who applies. You know, okay, so I'm going to apply. I see a flyer on my college campus. And here at Howard, you know, we pride ourselves in, you know, activism. It's our, you know, legacy. Literally, this school was founded to educate freed black people. Yeah, it was also founded by Republicans, but everybody chooses to forget that moment. General Howard, the person who the school is named after, was a raging Republican. But of course, that piece, that huge nugget of information, is always what's missing in any of these arguments. The fundamental issue, and we'll talk about it in other parts, but it is that economic equality and the ability to, again, tap into your God-given potential and thrive and be able to compete against whoever you need to compete for in order to make that difference. Going beyond race, going beyond religion, going beyond your gender. That is how you make a difference. It's not getting hired to be an activist, folks. That's not it, dude. So, more in a moment.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. My name is Liz Matori. I'm your guest host. So this week we found out that Prince overdosed. We already knew that he overdosed, but it was confirmed that it was a high amount of fentanyl in his system. You know, April 2016 was when he passed away, but fast forward to 2018, the word fentanyl or the drug fentanyl has become a commonly known word these days. As you know, we are in the middle of an opioid epidemic. They say that the death toll now has reached the heights of what was the AIDS epidemic in 1995, the height of the AIDS epidemic in 1995. The overdose deaths have gotten to that stark rate. And, you know, I think, again, we all have to be mindful of what's going on. We've talked about it, you know, for the past several Fridays already with you. As you know, unfortunately, I had a friend who overdosed in the summer of 2016. His particular drugs of choice were synthetic marijuana, and he used to take PCP like periodically. I don't know if you can be a periodic PCP user, but it is what it is. But unfortunately, you know, when you are friends with people who, you know, abuse drugs, you sort of have an interesting understanding that most times there's a root. So some of you might have some friends who are older, for example, that have just had a hip replacement surgery or a knee replacement surgery, and they have been, you know, prescribed, you know, opioids for their pain management. Some people do get hooked on them, and the medication gets too expensive, and then they go to street drugs, which is, of course, heroin, and there, you know, goes that cycle. But for the most part, it always goes back to pain management. Not only physical pain, but psychological and mental pain. Another highlight of how our country has, you know, developed, if you will, is that we have the highest amount of stress-related illnesses in the world. And, of course, we can evaluate why and how that occurred over the course of a decade or two decades or what have you. I know a lot of you God-fearing people out there would believe that are going away from the word and the message and getting away from our church foundation has definitely exacerbated, if not made, the issues exponentially worse for the individual coping and dealing with the stresses and anxiety and depression of their day-to-day. And, you know, Christopher, of course, was the son of Mary and Barry, so he unfortunately grew up in the limelight, and he never really, really liked it. And I mention that to say that a lot of people who have these drug-related issues and also simultaneously who are entertainers like singers or musicians, they tend to have anxiety and, like, you know, it's beyond stage fright. Like, they're actually super-duper shy people. And it's weird, you know, because you think, oh, they're in the spotlight and they're stars and, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that this is the situation with Prince, but it definitely, the news this week definitely kind of triggered this thought process for me, you know, what exactly is fentanyl? So it's a synthetic opioid that is 100 times stronger than morphine and 30 to 50 times stronger than heroin itself. And I know for a fact, I actually just went to an event up in Harford County here in Maryland where the sheriff was talking. And unfortunately, a place like Harford, if you've ever driven from, you know, D.C., Baltimore, New York, the 95 corridor, you'll drive through Harford before you get to Maryland House. And, you know, that county, as you will know, is a very rural sort of suburban community. Very beautiful, you know, simple living. A lot of people commute to the different cities in the area to work, but then they, you know, settle in their home life. But now, as of this last week, the sheriff had said that we have gotten to a record 100 overdoses in the last 3 months. So for the first 3 months of 2018, Harford County, a very relatively rural county in the state of Maryland, has surpassed their overdoses in the first three, you know, months of 2018. You know, it's weird because it's like it's a Schedule II drug. You know, there are other drugs that are highly regulated now that we could talk about in another session, but, you know, fentanyl had been approved by the FDA. And so why are we seeing deaths, you know, caused by opioids and things that are allegedly supposed to be used to, again, manage pain, but they're so potent that, you know, they can kill. And the types that are out there now are so strong that police officers actually have to, like, when they go to a place where someone has overdosed and they might be exposed to the drugs, they have to like cover their bodies from head to toe because it's so potent that one bore of it can infiltrate your own body. You know, we just have to really be mindful of what's going on. You know, we have all these people who are passing away so quickly. I don't know if you remember Stone Temple Pilots. I told you I was an 80s, 90s baby, so that's why I refer back to one of the greatest decades of American music. Scott Weiland passed away in December 2015, and you know, we don't know why, but he passed away in his sleep, and he had a small trace of cocaine in his system. He suffered anxiety, and you know, he probably was self-medicating. Dolores O'Riordan, who was the head singer for the Cranberries, which is another fantastic Irish, of course, band of the 90s, she passed away just in January, and she also had a bipolar disorder issue, and of course, many people, again, self-medicate. One of the most, you know, poignant self-medicated people was Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston actually passed away on my birthday in 2012, February 11th, 2012. She overdosed. I think her system, she drowned, had a heart attack. She had Xanax, cocaine, Flexeril, and even Benadryl in her system. And I know there's a lot of conspiracy around her passing, but, you know, a lot of these situations, I'm assuming, like, how does this, of course, and I wanted to mention Michael Jackson. You know, Michael Jackson actually used propofol, which is a sedation drug that is used to put people to sleep before they have an intense surgery. And so remember that doctor, his, you know, house call doctor would literally, I guess Michael Jackson couldn't sleep, whether it was because of the pain that he had from, you know, the amazing amount of, you know, physical labor that he had to go through with his performance and practice. He apparently, whenever he practices for his concerts, he was just so intense with his, he didn't just practice, he would perform each time. So at the end of the night, every night apparently, his doctor would drug him to sleep. We would never know, unfortunately, whether it was because of the pain, whether it was physical or mental or both. But all this being said, we have to be more mindful of each other and also mindful of ourselves. We also need to admit when we are under stress. We need to evaluate what's going on, like what can I control? I know my mom would always say, she'd say, you know, you can only control what you can control. You don't allow people to have free rent in your brain. You know, she's really big on meditation. She's like, I'll have one of my moments and she's like, are you praying? Are you meditating? Are you just, you know, I've given you that book about meditation. And I'm like, yeah, mom, I'm seeing it. And so of course, you know, she's just so loving and she'll like give me so much information. It's kind of overwhelming, but I do recommend, you know, there's so many things online. I don't want to do an advertisement for YouTube, but, what I've done in the last year, after, you know, dealing with Christopher's death, you know, I mean, I thought about visiting, you know, a psychologist, but the first thing the psychologist said, she wanted to give me drugs. And I was like, you know, I don't want to have to drug myself in order to heal, you know. And she would say, oh, you know, just take the edge off. And I was like, no, practice of psychology and psychiatry, you know, has pushed drugs as the first resort. And we as human beings and, you know, patients, if you will, have to really push back and be our own advocates. There's so many holistic solutions. Again, there's meditation, there's faith, there's peace, there's prayer, there's yoga. You know, so many different options. And it doesn't necessarily have to be through drugs.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.